Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Agriculture partners across the state will celebrate next Thursday when the ribbon is cut to officially open the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence at the University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says this is a true public-private partnership.
On September 19th, we'll be cutting the ribbon on the renovation and expansion of the Grain and Forage Center for Excellence. This is a partnership. We were able to get $15 million to the General Assembly through the Ag Development Board, which I sit on, and I chaired the meeting in which that $15 million was appropriated on a match basis.
Quarles notes the private sector has helped make the difference to fund construction of the center.
Due to the generous donations of the private sector and commodity groups, Farm Bureau, we used some ag tag money from my office. We're almost at our fundraising goal, but on September 19th, we're going to be cutting the ribbon, and we encourage people to come here to the UK Princeton Research Farm to celebrate the next 100 years of agriculture research here in Kentucky.
The commissioner adds the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence will help counties across the entire state.
It's always a signal of how healthy an ag community is when there's such a lockstep research from our university level through the extension service. And Kentucky is one of only a handful of states that has an extension office in every single county. We have a brick and mortar in all 120 counties. And that's what makes this such an essential part and why it works compared to other states.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
You'll find farms in all 120 Kentucky counties. Know what else you'll find? A Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance agent. That means you get coverage on what's important to you. From farms and fishing boats to minivans and mobile homes, from someone who's part of your community. That's why for 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been known as Kentucky's Farm Bureau. Why Farm Bureau? Because personal service from someone you know makes all the difference. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says the building is truly an agriculture community partnership.
The way the match worked is that we had $15 million for the Ag Development Board, and it's on a matching basis. And so a lot of organizations stepped to the plate immediately. I know $1 million from Farm Bureau, the corn growers, soybean growers, wheat folks, my office, as well as other generous contributions from our equipment dealers. And so this has really brought everyone together that cares about the future. And this is a research facility that's going to be the envy of other states.
The commissioner adds Kentucky has a good reason to be very proud.
I get a chance to interact with other ag commissioners. I serve as the vice president of our organization nationwide. And I can assure you that Kentucky's extension service through the land grant is as strong, if not the strongest, in the nation.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.